Alex, fantastic to see you here as part of the Regional Australia Rugby Camp. Great effort to come up here, man. It's nice to come home. It's only for the day or whatever, but still, you're going to be an inspiration of about 120, 150 kids, and that's good to see.
Yeah, thanks, Wixie. No, it's always good to come up here. Obviously, pretty close to home for me, so any chance I can to go up here and contribute to the junior rugby here, I jump with a chance. So yeah, it's good to be here.
So your mum will come over and say good day and bring home some cooking or whatever. So hopefully she'll be able to see you. And they're important things. It's interesting talking with Josh Hazlewood, just how a little thing of staying home for a week amongst all those injuries really pepped him up and revived him. And he was able to go back and play with his local cricket club for a week and slag off his old mates and that, and just how much it did for him as a person. Because people don't realise when you're a pro, it's just all just training, training, playing, training, travel, hotel room and all that sort of stuff. And it's only when you get injured you get to step back and have a bit of perspective on everything.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. For me, I think we had 10 or 12 days up over Christmas, and all I wanted to do was just go home to the farm and spend some time with the family and on the land. As you said, it's a pretty busy schedule for us, and having had a shoulder reconstruction end of last year and didn't really get to spend much time at home at all. So, anytime we can get home and reconnect, I suppose it's always a good thing.
You blokes got knocked about by the fires. A bit of a kick in the guts up there, isn't it?
Yeah, it was actually pretty confronting just speaking to neighbours and friends and family who copped it a bit. I drove down the hill to Grafton while I was home, and it was burnt to both sides of the road. So, I mean, it's good, it's great, the fundraising that's been going on in the last couple of weeks around the world for the bushfires in Australia. But, everyone's certainly had a hard time.
Yeah, of course, also that you, as we talked to you last year in Gunnedah, you've just finished your degree at Sydney University. You've been able to put a little bit of that into a scheme of things as far as one day or 2 days a week, or you've just really just said, no, let's just put our head down. We've got a 2-year deal at the Waratahs. Just get our shoulder sorted out and let's get rocking and rolling with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of, I think it's very important to do something, get some qualifications behind your off-field. So it was great to get the degree out of the way. So now that's done and dusted, as you said, looking forward to getting my head down and really focusing on my rugby and trying to progress my career over these next couple of years.
Yeah. What about the shoulder? You're good to go for the trial matches, or you'll be playing in the first game against the Crusaders?
Good to go. I had my first hit out on the Saturday, just gone. We had an internal trial there at Daceyville, bashed each other for a good 90 minutes, which was a good little hit out to get the rust off, and now... we've got the Highlanders this Friday night, which I'll be playing in at Leichhardt Oval, which will be a good start of the season.
And of course the Beasties, it's good to see they're heading back out to the country as well. They're going to play West Harbour out there at Orange as well. The more of these games we have, the better. It's sad to see by the sound of it the NRC is going to be given the flick, but that gives the Shooter Club more opportunity to come out to the country.
Yeah, Shooter is a great competition. East is a great club. There's a lot of country ties involved in eastern suburbs, and James Grant from Orange is one who's been a big influence in taking that game out there the last few years. I played out there 3 years ago, and I mean, that's great, like bringing high level rugby to the bush. I suppose one fixture I'm looking forward to this year is the Super Rugby match in Tamworth. So the more we can bring good rugby out to the bush, the better.
Of course, if you want to be part of that, that is on the 21st of March. You can head to the website there, waratahs.com.au. Click onto the membership link on top of the page. Help yourself to a two-game membership. Of course, it's $100 for the family as well for general admission. Unfortunately, in Tamworth, well, fortunately, the grandstand's been sold out at Scully Park. So you'll be looking forward to heading home, as you said. And it's just one of those things at the moment. While we've got the stadiums out of action at the SFS, it's a great chance to get to Wollongong on the 6th of April. Of course, starting off there at Newcastle on the 8th as well when you take on the Auckland Blues.
But it's a bit of a blessing, I suppose, and a curse in a way. Like, a lot of our Sydney members are unhappy that our game has been taken out of the regional areas, but I mean, I think it's great that we can take these games out, Newcastle, Wollongong and Tamworth. A large percentage of our supporter base are in regional New South Wales, so I think that's great that we can take high quality Super Rugby, some of the best players in the world, out to these regional centres. So certainly looking forward to it.
Well, it was fantastic to see you here, man. Once again, it's great to see you've held up very, very nice. Looking forward to a big season. You might help yourself to that 15 jumper if that Jack Maddox, whoever he is. Should be exciting times for you this year, and we wish you all the best with everything you do.
Thanks, Wixie. Looking forward to it, mate.